Attorney General William Barr testifies before a Senate panel a day after it was revealed that special counsel Robert Mueller felt Barr's summary didn't fully capture his team's findings.
Specifically, Mueller was worried that it was creating a sort of false public perception that it didn't quite capture exactly what Mueller's report had found. It was the first real big difference between these two men to become public and sort of a very interesting moment in their relationship.
And it was the subject of much of Wednesday's questioning, which continued late into the day. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we dive into Barr's testimony, here are some other top stories we're following. As expected, the Federal Reserve announced it would hold rates steady at the conclusion of the central bank's two-day policy meeting on Wednesday. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said officials aren't seeing any signs of the economy overheating, and that officials don't see a strong case for moving rates in either direction at this time. The Fed is taking a patient approach to rate hikes this year after raising rates four times in 2018. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in prison by a British judge for skipping bail in 2012. Assange had fled to the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2012 while awaiting extradition to Sweden on sexual assault accusations. He was arrested earlier this month by British authorities after Ecuador withdrew his diplomatic protection. On Thursday, a British court will weigh a U.S. request to extradite Assange to the U.S. for trial. The U.S. Justice Department has indicted him in federal court on a computer hacking conspiracy charge. Venezuelans took to the streets for a second day of protests on Wednesday, heeding a call from opposition leader Juan Guaido to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro's government. Guaido, who has the backing of the U.S. and more than 50 other democracies, is calling on the public and the military after the first day of protests were unsuccessful in ousting Maduro. The Wall Street Journal's George Downs explains Tuesday's protests were often violent.
Pro-Maduro forces fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition, and even used an armored vehicle to run over protesters. By the end of the day, it appeared that the attempt to overthrow Mr. Maduro had faltered. However, late Tuesday, Mr. Guaido called for continued protests.
Mañana toda Venezuela a las calles.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reiterated on Wednesday that U.S. military intervention in Venezuela isn't off the table in an interview with Fox Business Network. For the latest details on this developing story, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Attorney General William Barr was questioned by the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday, a day after it came to light that special counsel Robert Mueller had sent a letter to Barr saying his summary of the report, quote, did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of the special counsel's conclusions. And lawmakers certainly questioned Barr about that letter at the hearing. Joining us now from Washington, D.C., with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao. Byron, before we get into the specific questioning today, could you tell us more about this letter from Special Counsel Robert Mueller and what his particular concerns regarding Barr's summary were?
Sure. It came shortly after Barr delivered an initial summary of the investigative findings to Capitol Hill, but before the report was made public. And specifically, Mueller was worried that it was creating a sort of false public perception that it didn't quite capture exactly what Mueller's report had found. And he was it was the first real big difference between these two men to become public and sort of a very interesting moment in their relationship.
And the letter did take up a majority of questioning this morning. What moments about that questioning stood out to you? Did it shed any light on what the disagreements were?
Well, what was most interesting was that Barr ended up being quite surprised that Robert Mueller didn't reach a conclusion on the question of obstruction. He sort of talked about the relationship between the two men and how they both handled their respective responsibilities as this probe was wrapping up. And Barr said an initial meeting in March revealed for the first time that Mueller wasn't going to reach a conclusion on the question of obstruction. And so Barr talked first about how he felt it was his responsibility to answer that question in the absence of Mueller's answer, and all the reasons why he decided to take the steps he took, leading up to him summarizing the report first to Congress and then spending a number of weeks redacting it and making it available eventually to to the public in a redacted form. So his testimony really shed light on the process and how he handled these decisions and why he reached some of the conclusions that he reached.
The Senate Judiciary is a Republican-led committee. What are some of the other lines of questioning that lawmakers pursued in regards to Barr and his handling of the Mueller report?
Well, Republicans actually wanted to talk a lot about either the opening of this probe. Many of them have criticized it, said that this intelligence probe into Trump associates never should have been opened in the first place, or that it was handled improperly. And a number of other Republicans wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton's emails and a number of other issues that have been sort of floating around in the ether over the last few years and have really been a focal point for criticisms of the Justice Department and the FBI. On the other hand, Democrats really wanted to learn why Barr made the decisions he made. They wanted to press him on some what they said were inconsistencies in his testimony previously before Congress, and generally find out as much as they could find out about why he did the things he did around the Mueller investigation.
And Byron, we should also talk about another moment here, and that was when Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono rebuked Barr, saying he had lied to Congress and should resign. Tell us about that.
That's right. She used much of her time to not so much ask a question, but to deliver a pretty lengthy statement that sort of tore into the attorney general, accusing him of a number of things, acting as the president's personal lawyer, lying to Congress, and generally disgracing the office of the attorney general. And then she called for him to resign before moving into a couple of questions that were also pretty hostile. So it was a pretty interesting moment. And it drew a rebuke from Senator Graham, who said that she used her time to slander the attorney general. He tried to get a word in at the end and wasn't really able to. So it was a pretty dramatic moment in a pretty long hearing that was otherwise pretty cordial, despite the big differences between Republicans and Democrats.
And what about the possibility of special counsel Robert Mueller himself testifying before Congress? That's something that's come up before and also came up in the hearing today.
That's right. So Barr said he had no real objection in practice to allowing that to happen. And especially in the House, which Democrats control, there's definitely a movement to bring Robert Mueller before the House Judiciary Committee. And I do think that's something we're likely to see in the coming days if Barr truly has no objection to Mueller testifying.
And speaking of what comes next, Barr has also been expected to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday, although as we've been reporting, there has been some back and forth over the format of questioning. And that hearing is where he'll face a committee led by Democrats as opposed to today's, which was led by Republicans. What's the latest on expectations for Thursday's testimony, which is still in question at this point?
Well, so it's not looking good. Right now, there's still wrangling between the Justice Department and the House Democrats that lead the committee over the format. It's still not quite nailed down. I do think Barr will eventually have to come before the committee. They'll probably reach some sort of negotiated compromise. But whether it happens on Thursday, I think, is still an open question. And the big point of contention is that the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, wants to allow staff to question Barr in a 30-minute block, so 30 minutes for Republicans, 30 minutes for Democrats. And the Justice Department is sort of pushing back on that notion and saying that the Attorney General should not answer questions from congressional staffers, only from members of Congress. So there's this big fight over the format, and we'll see how it gets resolved.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao joining us from Washington with the latest on Attorney General William Barr's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thanks so much, Byron.
Thanks for having me.
And for full coverage of Barr's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Now, onto some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. CBS posted stronger than expected results on Wednesday, showing its strength in the first year as a merged company with Aetna. The company said it saw stronger retail sales in the first quarter, reporting a net income of $1.4 billion. CBS had offered a downbeat earnings projection for the year back in February. By contrast, rival Walgreens Boots Alliance reported weaker profits in the first quarter, citing a smaller profit from generic drug sales. The U.S. Postal Service is considering some changes that aren't going over too well with Congress. Postmaster General Megan Brennan floated the idea of cutting mail delivery to 5 days a week and expanding package delivery to 7 at a congressional hearing this week. The Postal Service has said scaling back the declining business of mail delivery would save the agency billions of dollars. What do you think of the proposal? Let us know by leaving a comment on our website, WSJ.com, or emailing us at whatsnews@WSJ.com. That's What's News for Wednesday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.